records. Phonograph. Go records. Record. Record machine. Jukebox. 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 Jukebox music. Today on the Vinyl Experience,
I'm Mr. Red.
I got the horse right here. A whole mess of equestrian melodies.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
And saddle up and let's ride through the grooves. I'm Paul Cavalcanti, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
Of the moon I planted, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me,
riding wildfire.
know I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me.
figured I'd get those sad horse songs out of the way right up front. The Flying Burrito Brothers made good use of a gift from the Rolling Stones, the first released version of Wild Horses from 1970. And Michael Martin Murphy's 1975 chart topper, Wildfire, based on a real-life ghost horse story. But ghosts aren't real, are they? Well, the thrills of the real spirit of the birds, the burritos, and more in a modern package from 2004. Here's One Horse Town on the Vibe Experience.
Running on the dog race.
The vinyl experience, the horses are on the track, and on the outside, a dark horse running, George Harrison's raspy 1974 hit. You'd figure that the Cowboy Junkies would have to have a horse song, and they do. A Horse in the Country.
Desert, you can't remember your out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. A desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Another one of those enigmatic horse songs. But the mystery of A Horse With No Name didn't stop that America song from topping the Billboard charts in 1972. Leonard Cohen saddles up an allegorical horse in his Ballad of the Runaway Horse, and this breathless rendition by Jennifer Warnes from Rob Wasserman's Duets is an understated hi-fi classic.
Say a prayer for the cowgirl. Her horse ran away, and she'll walk till she finds him, her darling, her stray. But the river's in flood, and the roads are awash, and the bridges break up in the panic of loss. And there's nothing to follow, nowhere to go. He's gone like the summer, gone like the snow. And the crickets are breaking her heart with their song as the day caves in and the night is all wrong. Did she dream? Was it he who went galloping past, bent down the fern, broke open the grass, and printed the mud with the well-hammered shoes that she nailed to his speed in the dreams of her youth? And although he goes grazing a minute away, she tracks him all night, she tracks him all day. Blind to his presence, except to compare her injury here with his punishment there. Then at home on a branch on the highest tree, a songbird sings out so suddenly. Ah, the sun is warm and the soft winds ride on a willow tree. By the riverside, Ah, the world is sweet, and the world is wide, and he's there where the light and the darkness divide, and the steam's coming off him. He's huge and he's shy, and he steps on the moon. When he paws at the sky, and he comes to her hand, but he's not really tame. He longs to be lost, she longs for the same. And he'll bolt and he'll plunge through the first open pass to roll and to feed in the sweet mountain grass. Or he'll make a break for the high plateau, where there's nothing above or nothing below. It's time for their burden, the whip and the spur. Will she ride, with him? Or will he ride with her? So she binds herself to her galloping steed, and he binds himself to the woman in need. And there is no space just left right, and there is no time, but there's day and night. And she leans on his neck and whispers low, whither thou goest, I will go. And they turn as one, and they head for the plain. No need for the whip, oh, no need for the rain. Now the clasp of this union, who fastens it tight? Who snaps it asunder the very next night? Some say it's him, some say it's her, some say love like smoke beyond all repair. So my darling, just let it go by. That old silhouette on the great western sky, and I'll pick out a tune, and they'll move right along, and they're gone. They're gone like this song. Oh, love, oh, love, da 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 da.
saddle again.
I got the horse right here. The Vinyl Experience saddles up with Aerosmith, and now one of Broadway's greatest characters, Harry the Horse, from Guys and Dolls.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I pick him Valentine, 'cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
But look at epitaph, he went to buy a half, according to this here and that telegraph.
For Paul Revere, I'll fight, I hear his foot's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's Valentine, 'cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
But just a minute, boys, I got some fun. Bob's noise, it says the great grandfather was equipoised.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicapper that's real sincere.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine. You know the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
So make an epitaph, he went to buy a half, according to this here and that telegraph. Epitaph,
Valentine, I got the horse. Right here.
Jimmy Bob, made of stone. Charlie Clark, no way home. Bring on the dancing horses, headless and all alone. Shiver and say the words, every lie you've heard. First I'm gonna make it, and all the
The Vinyl Experience, a carousel of horse songs with Echo and the Bunny Man. And now, let's play the triple. The horses are on the track. And at the starting gate, Iggy Pop's 1982 album, Zombie Birdhouse, and they're off.
my word. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while, taking her meal and bathing. Fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy, got my rope out, and I flung it in the air.
I'm gonna catch that horse if I can.
I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damned if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before. She's running along just fine, till she stops, and something spooked her. The sidewinder all coiled and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge, me holding on. Above the hills, higher than eagles, were gliding, suspended in the sky. Sun, we were riding, my eyes were filled with light. Behind us, black walls, below us, a bottomless canyon, floating with no sound. Coast far below seemed to be suddenly rising. Exploding all around. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like. About a mile down that sea, I look down and I see this red thing below us coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. And we're crawling down right through it. We hit and we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hold and she got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday.
Vinyl Experience, playing the triple, and with a real winner, one of the most evocative horse songs ever, Roger McGuinn's Chestnut Mare with the Byrds in 1970. Placing second, Tommy James and the Shondells, Like a Pony, Money Money. And to show, Iggy Pop with the horse song. But this horse race ain't over yet. Perhaps the most exciting Run for the Roses ever recorded comes from the Vinyl Experience 78 collection.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Fetal Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Fetal Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Soul Jack is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two. And it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging. And it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know who. Whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Spike Jones and his City Slickers, featuring the wildest horse race on record, flawlessly called by Doodles Weaver. Check out archived Vinyl Experience shows at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please share the Vinyl Experience on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.